So what we've been discussing so far is there an isser to give away Yerusha, shalaika seda the Yerusha? So we came out last week, the old minhag, shtar chatzi zachar, to give to the daughters is not necessarily an isser. We had a few pshatim in that, why shtar chatzi zachar is okay. And the main thing was, because we set over from the Minchas Yitzchak, is you see already the Chazal were worried about the daughters. So therefore there's no specific iser to give, to be Maver L'Nachal, that's what he says. Others say it's because you said Chutz Misfar and V'Kakois. That's why the Shtar Chatzi Zachar, the minig was always to give the daughters, not a problem of being Maver L'Nachal. And you always have the Ketzais, to be Soimachan, that says as long as you keep over a significant amount, and it seems like a Moshe goes with that, to go according to the Sefer Yerusha, it's not a problem. Even if you don't want to be Soimach on the Chasam Sefer, on the Moshe, and you want to be on the Chasam Sefer, that even giving away part of the not Yerusha is a problem. But we said, the Mechas Yitzchak daughters is not a subject to that, number one. Number two, it was a very common scenario. What were we going to ask?
I was going to ask if, you know, their Torah was worried about the daughters, and they should have enumerated it, but they didn't. So why are we now
being the Torah saying in the Torah way it's supposed to be now the mice, and not if everybody would make sure that the daughters in a chani, if the way it should be, then it should be. But apparently, later in Darius's things were in the skalkal. So every chazal is like that. You know, every darbon is like that. If the Torah was, if we're worried about muktzah, they're going to carry these things. Why didn't the Torah say it?
I don't know, but that you can answer because people are on a higher madriga or whatever it is, and you know, people, we weren't concerned about
that. Also, back then, they were on madriga, they weren't worried about
why are we allowing it, is the question. If the surgeon wants, why are we allowing it?
No, so he's saying the assumption was is that it's poshut that the brothers would take care of their younger sisters. I said they weren't.
So now that the woman didn't need money, were treated as second class citizens, they were treated as first class citizens by their brothers, so of course.
Right. And same thing, if everyone's husband would get the Yerusha from their father-in-law, so they wouldn't need from their parents. So if you had a rich shver, you would want that the girls don't get Yerusha. If you have a rich father and a poor shver, you would want that your daughters do get Yerusha. So I'm saying, in other words, it balances out. If the pshat would be that everyone would follow exactly what it says. So now, what about, what's very common is people want to give their wife the Yerusha. Now, giving the wife the Yerusha, normally if a husband dies first, so he wants to give the wife, and the wife will take care of the kids, will decide how she wants to give the kids, right? But the problem is, a wife is not Yerusha husband. So wife is not Yerusha husband, and Mamela, giving to the wife, is taking away the Yerusha from the kids. So this is a major problem. And
only girls?
Yeah. And if there's only girls, then the girls get. So the Shaila is, what's the method? Also, is there any heter to give the whole Yerusha? Let's say, if you're going to give part, so again, telling the Chasam Sofer, he says you shouldn't give part, but others say you could, but if you give away some, but is there, what do you want, if you want to give the whole thing to the wife? So, you're allowed to give enough to the wife to make sure that she is taken care of. Okay? That's Minchas Yitzchak, right? Because since you see that also there was Takanas Ksuva to take care of the wife, so Mela, he feels that there's enough there that, again, to be over this Isser, you're not going to be over the Isser. And especially if you leave something over to the kids. Some say that's okay. Lamaisa, what's more common is that if you have joint ownership in something, if husband and wife have joint ownership, any bank accounts, houses, anything with a joint ownership, I'm not a lawyer, but apparently you can structure joint ownership in different ways. But one way to structure joint ownership is that upon the death of the one of them, it becomes fully the other one's.
Yeah.
Right? So in that case, it's not subject to Yerusha. So
that's halachically possible.
Yeah, right, because
it's
not Yerusha. In other words, it's one thing if you're going to give him a chop.
Could she own anything with her husband's olive?
What?
Is she able to own anything?
If the husband gives her a manas shaloi teichel kiboy, then she has it, first of all. And secondly,
so the joint ownership would say that a second before he dies, she gets full ownership of everything.
Legally, what it says? Legally.
No,
what does it say legally?
Halachically.
Legally, it says that when one dies, they just drop off the title to it.
And the male, it belongs entirely to the other one. You could own something with your wife, Peshutvis, in halacha also.
And that there's no Yerusha on that?
Right, because since the time of that ownership is such that it becomes fully owned by the husband, by the other party, so that's the time of the ownership, and that's fine. You're allowed to do that.
According to that, we don't care how much ownership she has. If she has 1% ownership, as long as one of them drops off.
If there's two friends that are shutfim, they own a company together, and one of them dies, it goes straight to the other one, or is the other?
It still might depend how it's structured. And I'm saying, but whatever the structure is in legally, that's the kinyan you made halachically. In other words, if you read the document and it says these are the tanaim, and then you made that kinyan, so then
the legal document probably says that when he dies, it goes straight to the wife, but when he dies, it goes to the kids.
It's saying it's a type of ownership which is defined that if one of them is nostalgic, then it goes to the other one. That's the type of ownership it is now.
It's not
the
why can't you bypass this whole Yerusha problem with that then?
I'm not interested in giving my kids partial ownership in my stuff.
They have a 0.00% ownership. And
No. It's mamish half and half.
It has to be half and half?
In American law, it's owning it together.
It has a name to it. What's it called? Lifetime joint? I don't know.
Joint ownership with right of survivorship.
That's what we call it. So that's dafka joint ownership, and that would taka circumvent it. So a lot of times people will set up their accounts in that way, so that we avoid any Yerusha problems. Okay.
The mindset though that you could set up that. I mean, okay, so you could set up that your kids will to do Yerusha the way however you wanted to by doing this. Okay, so they'll have joint ownership when you're alive, and you're
Not sure everyone wants joint ownership.
They won't even
have
to know that they're joint ownership, right? That could be the deal. I'll make you a yoresh.
So posh.
Most people don't want to do it.
Right. You don't want to. A wife is one thing. You want to make sure that this other spouse has what has the rest of the stuff.
So if there's no joint ownership and the husband dies, so she doesn't get it.
Halachically, your wife is not your husband. I'm saying that's one way to make sure that she gets it by doing it that way. And one way to make sure she gets it doing that way. Now, if not, then you have to go through the other methods. Because what we said, you can, whatever is like red shtar chatzi zachar for her also, technically. Right. Now, what we want to talk about today is, so fine, we figured out...
When are you supposed to do these methods? Like, is it
when you're writing the will.
Before you die.
Yeah. When you're 50.
You do it after you're dead.
When you're 50.
That's what they say.
It says, it's in Shulchan Aruch somewhere over here, that at 50 years old, a person is supposed to write a will. Well, what's the pasuk? They bring a remez to it. It says, "Bishnas hayovel hazeis tashuvu ish la'achuz asoy." The pasuk says. So, "Bishnas hayovel hazeis" means literally the yovel, all the avadim goes back to their achuza. But Chazal, what they darshan like as a melitza is "Bishnas hayovel hazeis." When you turn 50 years old, tashuvu ish la'achuz asoy. You should start thinking about your achuza, about your yerusha, and you should write a will. Bad.
No,
but a lot of people don't. It's the opposite. A lot of people aren't comfortable thinking about this so much, and they're writing their wills.
I'm one of them.
So at 50, that's what they're saying is that's an age. What? Yeah.
This guy has done 13.
So Chad is Lamaisa.
Most people don't like to think about it, but in my shul in Muncie, you couldn't be a member of the shul without life insurance.
Really? That's the way to do it.
The rabbi didn't want to have to.
See, what should be happening next?
No, I was trying to get the life insurance policy, which is a group policy for the shul, but they wouldn't allow it because there's no insurable interest. I'm trying to get the whole thing for
sure. Anyway.
You're a member, you get life insurance. Part of the membership benefits.
Yeah. And what would he throw into the package? I'm saying every guy's going to throw in. You remember Shul, you also get, Okay. So let's move on. So the Shaila I want to talk about today is, so Lamaisa, once we've gone past that whole thing, we've decided that who you can give to, who you can't give to, fine. What's the method that you give it over? What's the method that you do it? Unless halachically, Yerusha is a very unique kinyan. Because Yerusha is the only thing where there's a transfer of funds, la'achar misa. After a person's dead, they can't make kinyanim. Right? So you can't make kinyanim after you're dead. The only thing which is a chiddush in the Torah of Yerusha, that the Yerusha, the money goes, is the person's mirish after he's dead. But you can't give him a matan l'acham risa. So how do you do, even if you've decided already, fine, I'm going to give my daughter this, I'm going to give my wife that, I'm going to give over, not like the Chasam Sofer, and I'm going to give over $7,500 to each Yerusha, I'm going to give the rest to my caretaker, because she was very nice to me in the rest of my life, or tzedakah, or whatever it is, or where it's very common, you have this whole shaila. Adopted children. You have someone that has no kids and they have adopted children. So lemaisa, they die. Halachically, it goes to their closest yerush. So their brother's son.
The adopted son doesn't get anything.
Not related.
Even if you.
Even nothing. Halachically, it's a very nice concept. It's a machnas yosol sechbeisa. You get olam haba and it's tremendous chusim and everything. But lemaisa, it's not yours.
Yeah,
so
can't kiss his mother.
What?
Can't kiss his mother.
Rav Moshe says a very interesting thing. Rav Moshe says that yichud is aser, but kissing his mother. Rav Moshe says that an adopted child. He said at the end he comes at Yichud is also maybe multi like interest, but a lot of points can hold that an adopted child with their parent of the the mother with the son or the son with the father or the father with the daughter, there's an Isser Yichud because they're not related whatever. It could be there's an Isser Yichud dependent, some place Marmata, some place Marmata. But Moshe writes, even if you hold Yichud as Asr, but hugging and kissing is mutter. Which is a pella, Yichud in the same room, no. But why he says because hugging and kissing is only Asr if it's their chiba. Like derech chibas bia,
yeah.
But this is just a hug and a kiss of a father to a child. So that's nothing to do with chibas bia. So therefore, that's takamutah. It's mutter. It's not a problem. The yichud, that's a zayasakasev. It's halachi. You're not allowed to do yichud. So lemaisa, that's also so gavaltika shtickle. But anyway, be that as it may. So lemaisa. So also Minchas Yitzchok says maybe you could get out of it with adopted children. But bottom line is, let's say you want to write a will to make sure that the adopted child gets, and you're only going to give the Yerush something. To be kind of the Yerusha, you'll give your third cousin from your father's side that you have nothing to do with. You'll give him money because he's your Yerush. But lemaisa, a guy that was here in the shir last week said they have this shaila because basically. The whole story that more or less what happened was, whatever, it's very complicated. But a lot of times, it's a taka very negeah to be able to direct the Yerusha the way you want. Because halachically, whoever you think you're related to, you're not necessarily related to. So how do you go about doing that? Or for example, let's say, husband dies first, then the wife gets it. Now if the wife dies, it's going to go to her kids. It's not going to go to the husband's kids. The husband's kid are not related to this woman.
Whoa.
Second marriage.
Second marriage.
Second marriage.
This is 2016.
Okay. It's about a second marriage. Okay. So what happens is that the husband dies. He gives it to the wife. The wife dies. That goes to her kids.
Oh, I mean, the husband dies with the joint.
With the joint, or he gives it. Let's say. So he gives it to the wife. Or it's the opposite way. The wife dies. The wife is wealthy. The wife dies with no will. It goes to the husband.
The wife's wealthy. She's killed two husbands already.
Yeah. So then the husband dies. It goes to his kids.
Why the father's kids right away before it goes to the wife? Because he can give it.
He gave it to her.
He gave it to her. Yeah.
I think the wife going to the husband cases.
Okay.
When a woman dies, it goes to the husband before it goes to the kids. That would be a much better example.
The other way is more precise. Is that if the wife dies. So the bottom line is there's a lot of cases that if Nageya, people want very much to direct it the way they want. So how do you go about doing that? Like we said, Yerusha is a chiddush. You could do that lacham risa. It's a kinyan lacham risa. That's a chiddush in the Torah of Yerusha. But a matan, you can't do matan lacham risa. And you don't want to give away everything mechaim because you want the stuff. You're not interested in giving away all your stuff while you're alive, right? You want to enjoy your own stuff. And after misa, give it away. So lemaisa, very nice. You decided how do you want to divide up your will. But what are you going to do? So you're going to write a secular will. Very nice. But who said a secular will? Kipshutai. We'll see next week. With Kipshutai, secular will doesn't have any kinyanim. So if there's one kid that's going to want to go to Beis, then the Beis is going to honor the Yerusha. I'm not going to honor the secular will. So therefore, and that's what you're going to do, make a kinyan, mechaim on all the stuff. It's not true. You say, I want my apartment in Florida to go to my son, my apartment over here to go to my daughter. So you're going to, and then make a kinyan, mechaim. And then you want to go on vacation. Son says, sorry, I'm there, I'm using the apartment this week, So you don't want to give it away, mechaim. So how do you go about doing this? So there's a couple different methods. We'll see, none of them are so pasha. That's the problem. Okay, let's start with the first page here. Simon Reish, Pei, Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch. It says, Ein Adam... Yachol lahirish misha enoi roi liyarshai.
All the stories don't die.
So this is the halacha. You're not allowed to pass on the yerusha to someone who's not your yerush. V'loy la'akar ha'yerusha me'ha'yerush, and you can't be ma'akar at benchet sivav who bari bencha yeshchiv mira. A shchiv mira means someone who's on their deathbed. Bein al peh bein b'ksav. Lefika cha'imer ish pliny b'chayri. I have a b'chor who gets pishnayim la'yito pishnayim ish pliny b'ni la'yirash im achiv. Or I don't want one of my sons to get any yerusha la'amar klum. It doesn't work. Ish plenty yirasheni. You want to redistribute the yerusha with the lashon yerusha. You want to say, I want the yerusha to do this. It doesn't work. B'makom sheishli bas, b'ti tirasheni, b'makom sheishli ben. I want my daughter to get, even though you have sons, lo amar klom v'chein kol yetzvi, it doesn't work. You can't redistribute the yerusha. So that's it. You can't redistribute the yerusha. So how can you make a will? So look at the next page. Reish pe alef simen zayin. Ein kol advar malalu amurim shkech. Ella b'she'amar loshen yerusha. Avalim loshen matana dvarav kam. So you can't play around with the yerusha and say, I want my daughter to be yerush me. No, your daughter's not yerush. It's hard to describe the yerusha.
So you have to give the older one two times, unless
you have to do the b'char shishnayim, and you can't be mafkia that, and you can't redistribute the yerusha.
Just don't say the buzzword yerusha.
Right, exactly. So now, but if you say I'm giving it as matana, then it works. Dvarav kayam. Now, what? Well, as you're saying, you're trying to try to redistribute it your way, and you're saying, "I want the Yerusha to work like this."
There's no finish, but like speaking, right. Obviously, Yerusha is going to go no matter what.
That's the point. That's what we're saying. The fact that you said, "I want to be Meirish this way, not that way," doesn't make a difference. It's already described the Yerusha. But if you say Matana, I want to give a Matana to the daughter.
I know,
that works. Lefikach, so grade 8. So just give him a tana. No, lefikach hamechalik nechasav al piv. If you do it al peh, kishehu shchiv mera. Shchiv mera means he's oimet to die. He's not a goyis that is totally, you know, basically about to die. But he's a shchiv mera. He's in his deathbed. But he has enough seichel to distribute his nechasim, so he's a shchiv mera. So if he's a taka shchiv mera, means he's oimet. He's in his. In the illness is going to kill him eventually, okay? And he's basically in bed. He doesn't. It's basically irreversible. But he's not mamish holding now. He has a couple weeks left to live. Or whatever. I don't know the shear, but he has a shchemira. So riba leechad umiyat leechad vehishva lema b'chor. He took away pishnaim. Oynosel mishena roy liyarshay dvar of kayamin vim amar mishum Yerushalayim aklum. So this is one eighth a person can do. Is that there's something called a matna shchemira. Now matna shchemira is only chal achar misa, so it's perfect. You could redistribute your stuff with the matna shchemira. The problem is, if a guy at his 50th birthday party is writing a will, like we said before, he's not a shchemira, right? So this eighth is extremely limited. Most people, by the time they're shchemira, either are not thinking about their will anymore or have done it already, right? If they didn't do it yet, they're not doing it when they're sitting there. What? They could redo it, but I'm saying most people are not this matzav already. You know, forget my matna.
Why is it chal achar misa by shchemira?
That's a chiddush shchemira. Because the whole point of it is that you're giving the matana lachar misa, and that's a chiddush that it works.
Yeah,
but it's only chal lachar misa. And you don't even make a maisa kinyan. It works with dibur. There's a whole chiddush shchemira that it works with dibur alone, and it's chal lachar misa. So shchemira would be a very good heitzah for everything, but the maisa, obviously, shchemira is very limited. If a person's not a shchemira and they're just writing a will, it's not going to work.
I'm going to say I'm giving matana for when I'm shchemira.
No, because the chiddush is the amira of the shchemira. It's not like this man of the.
So right? In the will, you could write the lashon of matana, and everything's good.
When?
Before
you're shchemira.
I'm asking.
No, but when are you giving away the matana? If you're not a shchemira, how is it going to work?
Lachar misa,
you can't. How's it going to work? You can't make a kinyan lachar misa.
For
a shchemira.
That's
this is a shchemira. Right, this is a chiddush shchemira. So this is one eighth given in Chazal, but it's not going to work for us.
If a person doesn't have a shchemira, does it work?
No, it has to be that he's doing a machmas misa. Okay. Now, if we look at Reish Nun Beis, the next page in the pamphlet, it brings like this: Matna Shchemira Ein Akoine El Achar Misa. Like we said, Ve'Ein Acher Zoichem B'Davar Shetziva Be'Mi Makarkay B'Matad El Achar Misa. It all works Achar Misa. Okay, so that just addresses that question. Now, fine. So Shchemira would work, but the Maase is limited. There's one other Eitzah brought down in Reish Nun Beis Sif Beis over here, which says Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Hames. Afilu bari shetziva umes. So something called mitzvah l'kayim, divrei hames. So that means that if the mace would say, "Listen, I want you guys to do this," So there's a halacha that the children have to be mekayim, and it's a mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. So in that case, they're not the children, any yorish. This has nothing to do with kibbutz avim. This is nothing to do with the parents. This is anyone who hears it or whatever is achray on that tzivui. There's a mitzvah lekayim. So mamela, if a person said something and now they're mace, so lamaisa there's an inyan of mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. So maybe that's a etza for a will. Just write a secular will, write a regular will. Forget kinyanim. And now it's you were mitzvah this, and since you're mitzvah, mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. So, first of all, some could argue this would override Yerusha because the mitzvah. L'kayim divrei ames is what he wants.
So mitzvah due to Yerusha, though.
Yeah, but this is the way he wants to distribute it, and it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. It's like a chiv on the kinyan.
The Yerusha have a chiv to do whatever he says.
Yeah. So now the question is like this. The question is, you have to look in the lashon of a will. Is lashon of a will a tzivui? Or is lashon of a will just saying this is the way it will be distributed? The estate of this shall be divided the following way. It's not being mitzvah anybody. So some people want a taina.
It has to be on a person, or yeah. his last.
It could be. Some people want a taina.
The executor is mitzvah to take care of
that. Some people want a taina. A technical glitch in this is that it's not posh that there's a tzivui there. If it just says
it's not tzivui hames.
Okay.
Words of hames shall be fine. Colored.
If I say you shall give me a drink of water, like
you shall. But if it just says the state of the person shall be divided in the following manner.
But it's telling the person who's in charge. Of
okay, fine. You're saying it's a shvach taina. Good. But anyway, the main problem with this is much better. So the main time with this is the next line. It says v'hu shenosnu achshav lehashlish l'shem kach. Mitzvah kam divrei ames is a very serious thing. It means the person made a tzivui, and he took his work so seriously that he said he already gave. Let's say he has his car. He said, "I want you to give this car to my neighbor. He was always nice to me all my life. Remember my kids? This that kids forgot about me. I want to give my car to my neighbor. He's the one that took care of me. I want to give him my car. It's a chashuv thing. He always liked it. I'm going to give him the car. So okay, is there mitzvah kam divrei ames on that?" So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Machlokes in the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's only if you were mashlish it already, and you already gave it to somebody, either a third party, you already gave it to someone else, a lawyer or whoever, and you said, Mechaim already, that car, hold on to it, when I die, give it to the neighbor.
Rather than just
so if it's still, you're using it till the day you die, there's no mitzvah kind of remains on that. It's only if you took it so seriously that you already were mashlish it, you already gave it to a shlish, to a third party, l'shem kach, for the purpose of giving it to him when he dies.
That's the reason.
It's basically escrow, right? So it's basically you're taking it out of your rishus already. Why? Because otherwise it's not serious. Otherwise it's not.
He wants it until he dies.
I know, but Lamaisa, there's a big machlokes in
Shulchan Aruch. Are we talking about trust?
I'm not talking about anything right now. I'm talking about Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says lahashlish l'shem kach, that it has to be l'shem kach to the point that if you look over here, right now, if you look at the Ramah, he just explains what it means. Aval haya b'yaday kodim v'loy l'shem kach. If you gave it to a shlish, but not for that reason. Let's say I happen to be, I gave it to a third guy to drive around for a week, and then I die. That's not called mushlash l'shem kach. That's not called a shlish. It happens to me in a third party. It shows me l'shem that. Oy, another shabo liyodai achar tzava, or if you got it after the tzava, in b'zeh mishul mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. It has to be mushlash l'shem kach. That's what we pass from shalach. Hakam, it's a big machlokes in the Rishayim. To the point, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, where it's underlined, the shayla was, it says in the bottom of the first column, all the way in the bottom, on the right, it says, "B'dvar isha shetzivsa koyd demoyse lebenah shem yeh b'neim divrei riv yodun lahem ploini echad mikreva." That she said, "I know you guys are going to fight about the Yerusha." So the mother told the kids, "You're going to fight after by the Yerusha. I want you to use this guy, our uncle, who's a very, very good mediator. I want you to use him for any mediation problems." So and they shook on it, whatever. So the shaila is there mitzvah kaim divrei mace on that?
That was when she was alive, she said that. And they shook on it while they were all alive.
But now that she's dead, I don't want to use this mediator.
I just did this to make her happy.
What?
I just agree.
She said, if after I die, there's a problem with the Yerusha, use this mediator. I don't want to use a mediator. Right. So it's a mitzvah kam divrei ames. He says, a mitzvah kam divrei ames. Only if it's mushlash l'shem kach. There's no shlish on that. Well, she put me in a room with this guy. I mean, there's no shlish l'shem kach. So in the memela, it never has this toikif of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and the mele zok tishvaz yankiv in the Pesach Tshuva, there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And he says, anyway, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is only on mominess, mamish, there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames on everything that they said. You know, I want my I want red flowers by my cake. There's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames on that stuff. And the mitzvah, that's a gosh thing anyway, but I'm saying, the point is, there's no, the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, right, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is, is only on mom, and it's only mushlash l'shem kach. Now, we're gonna remember. We have to remember all these things for next week. Next week, we're going to talk about what do we do if this person only wrote a secular will? Because there are those, Reb Chaim Oizer and others, that were metzadid, that it could be writing a will is like being mashlish l'shem kach. We'll see exactly why. But anyway, so that's the limitation with mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. So l'maisa shchiv mira is not so negeya because not everyone's writing a will when they're shchiv mira. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is not so negeya because you have to be mashlish l'shem kach. So is there any other method by which to that a person should be able to makayim his rotzen? So one other thing is, maybe if it's the kids, maybe there's again, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is not for the kids only. Let's say the case with the adopted child. So he's trying to tell his third cousin, you know, don't do this with the Yerusha, give it to my adopted kid. He doesn't have kibud aveim on his guy, but he has mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. But we're saying that that's limited. Now there's another thing. What about if he has kids and he wants to redistribute the Yerusha amongst the kids? What about kibud aveim? This seems to be the classic taina, that the kids will say, listen, our father wouldn't have wanted us to fight, and this is how he wanted to be. Let's keep it up, and we should do it. So this is Rabbi Kivager, the famous tshuva. We'll speak out the lumnus. This is Gishmak alumnus. Rabbi Kivager explains, if there's a mitzvah l'kayim, to do kibbut avim after Misa. Wait, so here's the point. So Dr. Kivager, I don't want to finish this because it's morning late. Now, Lamaisa, since we gained an hour, so we have a whole hour to give the shiur now.
Let's do it.
Lost an hour? No, I know
we lost an hour.
It's
not
really. It's not really. Okay. So, it's 9:45 on my watch. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, we're going to go a couple minutes over. I hope no one minds. Okay? Because we're going to stay over this Rabbi Kivager.
Breakfast coming in?
Yeah. Lunch. So, Rabbi Kivager says like this. He says, there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah of kibbut aveim lachar misa. One thing is first of all, the whole din of Kaddish is a din of kibbut aveim. So, obviously, there's a din of kibbut aveim lachar misa. And you find the other places that the Shulchan Aruch says it is a din of kibud avim lachar misa. It's a mufurish gemara in kedushin laman alf mechabdoi b'chayav mechabdoi b'moisai. Such a halacha.
It's also steering kesubos.
But Kiva Eger asks a kasha. That is a halacha that a person mechuyav to mechabed the wife of his father, second wife. Al kibud avim. It's kibud av to mechabed his wife. Also, there's a din that we know you have to mechabed achiv agadol. Your older brother.
Well,
yeah, exactly. And Zakhtu Kivager, that's also midin kibud av. The father wants to see that you're mechabed, the older brothers. They're happy about that. Shavas Achim Gam Yachad. The brothers, they like to see that.
Well, the oldest brother, older brother.
Oldest for sure.
The middle
baby.
Son.
So, but Shachar Paskin Zalach Misa. There's no din kibud to Achiv Agadol.
It only works if he doesn't.
And there's no din kibud to Eishes Aviv. So why? Because there's no din kibud aveim achar misa. Since there's no din kibud aveim achar misa, so maybe I don't have to be mechaber achiv agadol anymore.
It's not his wife anymore.
I know, but achiv agadol, that's more of a right.
Yeah, but it's
still achiv agadol.
He wants to see that he's being
true. But this is the stira. Is it kibud aveim achar misa? Is no kibud aveim achar misa? There's no kibud aveim achar misa. Dr. Kivager murdered the kashtekla. He says there's two dinim in kibud aveim. There's two halachas. One type of kibud aveim is the father's thirsty. You bring him a drink. Here, you want a tea? Can I make make it comfortable for you? It's not, you know, he's lying in a bed. He wants an extra pillow. Go make him feel good. That's one type of kibud aveim. Make him feel good. There's another type of kibud aveim. Moshe, you're not allowed to say your father's name. You're quoting your father. You're supposed to say Avi Mori. Avi Mori. You're supposed to you can't contradict a psak of your father. So he says that's a totally different halacha. That's a din of showing them kavod, being mechabed them, not making them feel good. That's called giving them hana. There's another thing, giving them honor that they're mechubedika people. You have to treat them like a mechubedika person. Okay, you can't call them by their name. Certain halachas like that, standing up when they come into the room. That's halacha of kavod. Of just showing them kavod, not giving them hana. So to be kiveger. That the din of kavod to honor them, that applies lachar misa also. But the din to be mahana them, since they're dead, you don't have to mahana them anymore. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, is to give kaddish, that's kavod. But to go ahead or all the dinei avelus, yud beis chodesh, is kavod. It's kavod to show that it bothers you, and whatever you're in avelus, yud beis chodesh. But
you don't have to mahana them, or you can't?
No, but Hana is not. So he says, being mechabed, the achiv agadol is not giving them kavod. It's just that they enjoy seeing that you're giving kavod to the older brother, but they're not here anymore, so it doesn't matter if they enjoy seeing it or not. That's Rabbi Kivega's psak. That's the difference. So the shaila is like this: there's one other type of kavod. Okay, your mother calls you up in yeshiva. You're in the dorm in yeshiva. It's snowing outside, and she says, "Listen, it's freezing cold outside. Don't go outside without a scarf. Make sure you wear a scarf. Okay, hang up the phone. Now, throw out the scarf and go. You know, you mechuyev to put on the scarf. She's not going to know the difference. She's not going to know whether you wore the scarf or not. So you mechuyev. So the choyot should come out like this. If the, what's the pshat? You have to listen to your parents. Is the pshat because it gives them another with them seeing that you listen to them, or is the pshat why you have to listen to them is because it's covered? They told you something, so you do it. It's covered.
She's gonna find out one day you don't want.
She's gonna feel it on the spot.
Right. So if they're gonna know, you're masking. But if they're not gonna know, pretty much. Is it the pshat? Is I have to show them covered, or the pshat? I have to make them feel like I'm, you know. So Zakhtar Kivega, no.
If it's on me, then I have to also respect my brother and my.
Right. So, Rabbi Kivega, no, I'm talking about tzavah. What about the Indian of being listening to what they say? So Rabbi Kivega says it's an Indian of covered. It's not an Indian of hana. It's not the pshat is so they want to feel they want to feel good because they know that you listen to them. No, it's covered. They said something. You have to show them covered and listen. So therefore, you would have to because it doesn't make a difference if they know about it or not. The point is, you have to give covered. So Mila Zakhtar Rabbi Kivega, a tzavah that a parent gives to a child, l'achar misa, you have to do. Because l'achar misa, those dine kavod, which come from kavod, not from hana, those you have to keep. Just like you have to say kaddish and you have to do your base kaddish, you have to follow their last rotzen. So therefore, if a child will tell a father will tell a child how to distribute your rishul l'chayot, keep it ava aim, there's a chiv to listen to the way they said it because it didn't cover. That's always Dr. Kivega. Okay. Now, by the way, remember Dinsky from Muncie was here said geshmak hashtikol. So he's I'll fear that in a second. So, but. That's what he says over here. If you look at the last paragraph in the Tshuva Rabbi Kivega, so he says where it's Ma'ata nirli ledina b'mitzav lebanav derech tzavah litein mamad yerushasam leploini. They want to give out the yerusha to someone else. Kach v'kach detzurichim lekayim edin kibudav. You have to do it. Umad deshaku v'torah apoyskim b'din mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. So what's the whole Indian mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis? Only if it's mashulish lekach when there's a mitzvah
kibudav. They receive the yerusha first and then they have to give it. It's not the fact that they're giving it before the yerusha.
Fine, but they have to give it out.
They're telling you what to do. The money that I just gave
so
you.
Do it.
But can they take that money out of you? Can someone else take that money out of you?
Duhurak b'mashlash metchil l'kach. Haynu m'loshem tenu. Davi rak l'loshem matan. Gam nafkamina m'neinan l'loshem tzivui. Gam, I'm not sure what he means with that. Gam nafkamina b'mitzav l'echar mishar yorisha. Maybe it's negia that whole sugi when it's not one of your child. Gam b'mitzav l'bonav nafkamina m'shem kivir av loy kafina l'hu. Bezdin doesn't force this. You can't go to Bezdin, right? The person, the tzedakah, you know, the guy told his yeshiva, I'm going to give you, after I die, all the money. Don't worry. And then he goes to the child. The child says, I got the money. See you later. I'm not giving you it. So, what do you mean? We have a mitzvah kibud avim. Okay. I also have a mitzvah nimatzah. You're not forcing me to do that, right? It's my mitzvah. Mind your own business. You can't force, you know, it's not enforceable in Bezdin. It's not a momentistic thing. He has a mitzvah, keep it out of aim. If it would be mitzvah, kind of different mace, maybe that would be more momentist. But now, it's not momentist. It's just that he has a mitzvah. Very nice. So, I mind your own business. All of a sudden, you're my mashkiach.
So,
right? So Bezdin is not going to force
so
you.
So, keep it up is on a lower level than divrei kind of mace?
Yeah, because mitzvah, keep it up. It's not a lower level. It's a mitzvah.
You can't enforce it.
I can't force you to put on. Either. I don't mean it's a lower mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's the point. I know, but it sounds like Rabbi Kivega's learning that's more a moment's dick and tzchal, like as a moment's dick consideration. Keep it aveim. Like you said, also, it's not as connected to Yerusha so much.
You got the money, now it's on you.
Now you do it. Now, the thing is like this. Bezin is not kaif on kibud aveim because it's a klal, but any mitzvah. What?
It's not the sons to make.
You guys pay the tax. They have to give it to somebody else. Then they have to pay the tax.
The father is saying distribute the estate in this way. Does that mean that it doesn't belong to him? I don't know. Technically, I don't know who would. Yeah, could be. But Lemaiser Kivegra comes out a very interesting connection over here. And the halacha is like this. There's a halacha that Kibud Av Ve'im in general is Mishel Av. It's not Mishel Ben. It's Mishel Av. Let's say the father comes and tells you, give me a tea. Okay, so you have to give him a tea. Let's say he says, I want a steak from whatever, that restaurant, and it costs $100 that steak. So now all of a sudden I have to give him a steak, now I have to go to the place and... No, you take his credit card, go buy him the steak with his money, and bring it to him. You're not mukhin to lay out money for Kibud Av Ve'im. Kibud Av Ve'im is Mishel Av, not Mishel Ben. The money of Kibud Av Ve'im, you're only mukhiv Kibud Av Ve'im with his money, not with your own.
So, the
so like Rabbi Radinsky said, he said of Gishmak Psak from Rabbi Yashiv, that someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, halacha is that he's in Yud Beis Chodesh, and he wants to go ahead and he's in a far place. He's mukhiv to pay, take a cab to a shul so he can say Kaddish. So he says it's a very harsh thing, whatever. But Ma'aseh Namuchi, because Kibud Av Ve'im, the din kaddish is for Kibud Av Ve'im. You're not mukhiv to spend money for that.
You could take the money from the father's estate
and pay for it, but you're not mukhiv to pay. So the din Kibud Av Ve'im is only Mishel Ben, Mishel Av, not Mishel Ben. So once you're Yoyrish, like Isaac, this is enough to know you're saying. Once you're Yoyrish, now it's my money. If it's my money, I don't do Kibud Av Ve'im anymore with it. Very nice, he told me. I'm not mukhiv to Kibud Av Ve'im with my own money. It's a mar de kachav. What? It's kishvah.
It's not
Kibud Av Ve'im.
What's the answer?
Santa Kasha. This is Pesach.
There was a Rav Zorosin.
So he's asking me at the end of the day.
Not like Rav Kivegar.
This is Rav Kivegar. No, Ulam, look at the next page. Next page.
Where do you get
the next page? Next page. Rav Kivegar. Okay, if you don't believe me, we'll learn inside. I said we're going to go a few minutes late because we have to see this. Ulam mefakvik anachim. I'm not sure. Diyesh lemar. Kivim the yarshu hamamun. Once they got the money, have a mamun shalahem. It's there. It's ve'ena mechuyavin lakayim bezet savasavim. The kaim on kibud av mishal av. You only have to pay. You use the money of the father. That's the rest is complicated, but that's what he says. And at the next paragraph, he says v'tzarich liin ledina b'mitzvah v'lebonav davar sheish b'chisan kis mamun ayirusha. He says he's not sure. At the end of the day, he's misopik. Because now, look at the next page. It's a psak from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky just says an ikta toiva. She'ela echad. In the bottom, where it's marked. So he says like this. Bizman is then nochen v'yashal hashachil kogon gamel. Nice, if you're supposed to leave over for your daughters. V'im b'zem mishum mavar achsanti. It's no iser being mavar the Yerusha. You're supposed to give the daughters. Fine. The next paragraph says she'ela. Echad meis, someone died. V'iniach ben echad u'shnei bonos. He has one son and two daughters. Because of batzava, she's kalaka kol b'shave. And in the tzva it says, give it out equally. Eich yisnaiga ben. Does the son have to do that, or can the son keep all the money? So to be accurate, near shemitzad adin, ein b'tzava hakoach levatal din yerusha. The will has no koach to levatal the yerusha. V'gam, it goes through everything we said. Ein kam yishum mitzvah lishmoya divrei emes. You don't have to do mitzvah l'shmaya, sh'arei ha-kesser sh'ayach le'yorish, because he gave it away and he wasn't mashlish. V'gam kibud av ve'eim ein kan, sh'arei kibud av u'rak mishal av. And you don't have to give kibud av. Aval ha-koponim yesh b'zeh mishum hidr b'mitzvahs kibud av ve'eim. It's l'mais, it's a hidr mitzvah, and kibud av ve'eim to follow what he wants. V'al p'idin yochol lasas mashi yirtzeh, v'rak mishum hidr anal yasek fi atzavah. So Miyakev l'mais, after summing up everything, pretty much says, it's a nice thing if the kid wants to give away the money, but halachically you go to Bezdin, you show them the will, the Bezdin's going to say the son gets all the money.
But you're saying it's a nice thing to give away all the money, even though it was good against the laws of Yerusha?
No.
Since he's getting it before, then he's
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to now be mechabed, the kibud av ve'eim. He's doing kibud av ve'eim. That's fine. He's doing kibud av ve'eim with the money that he got from the father.
So the Yerusha can be mocha, whatever the tzavah is. Like, okay, I know I can give the money, but I'm going to be mocha. I'm going to give it to my son.
I know that it's mine, but I'm doing kibud av ve'eim with the money because this is what he wanted.
It's a hidder mitzvah.
But Maisa, hidder mitzvah, shlish, I'm saying. Lemaisa, you pay an esrog. An esrog costs $50. Okay, hidder mitzvah, so you want to go and get 100. You're not going to spend too much. If it's a big Yerusha, the hidder mitzvah is not going to be so posh for anyone to fulfill, right? So that's why Stam write a will and be certain that your son is going to be such a big tzaddik that he's going to do hidder mitzvah. You know, not so posh. So therefore, so far, we don't have any halachic method of writing a will, because mitzvah kam divrei meis is out, shchiv mirah is out, kibud av ve'eim is out, and you can't make a kinyan lachar misa, and you're not going to want to do a kinyan mechayim. So far, we're at the point where we've figured out who you're allowed to give it to, and how to give it, and leave some over, and whatever. But maisa, how is it being chal that the will, the Bezdin is going to listen to it? And if you have a real frum son, that he's only going to follow the halach of Bezdin, how's he going to, how are you going to make it that he should split the Yerusha Yeah, he should split the Yerusha to the daughter. So that we have to learn next week is go through a will and see how exactly to do it. But this is all covering all the bases of what doesn't work.